This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States is hitting Russia with more sanctions after Moscow's illegal annexation of Ukrainian territory. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin.
After Vladimir Putin held a celebration in Moscow and claimed four Ukrainian regions as Russia's forever.
He can't seize his neighbor's territory and get away with it. It's as simple as that.
The U.S. hit back.
New authorities to sanction anyone who provides political or economic support to Russia's fraudulent territorial claims.
President Biden did not mention Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky's own surprise move. An accelerated bid to join NATO, a step neither the U.S. nor the alliance are endorsing, and one likely to boost already high tensions. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
On the day that Russia celebrated its self-proclaimed annexation of the four Ukraine territories, humanitarian convoys were hit by Russian shelling near the town of Zaporizhia and in Mykolaiv. Officials say at least 23 people were killed and 28 were wounded near Zaporizhia. At least three were killed in Mykolaiv, with at least 12 injured. The convoys consisted of vehicles carrying families who were headed to the areas to rescue family members from occupied territory. Amnesty International says leaked government documents show Iran ordered its security forces to confront anti-government demonstrations. It said Friday that security forces have killed at least 52 people since anti-government protests started nearly